The Tanan we learned, Noisnin Kaf of Lir, you give outside the city a share of a kafis. That's 70 amis. So Drashi, Noisnin Kaf of Lir. That means Kishabol Limdor Tatchum. When you want to start counting the Tchum, when does the end of the city stop? That from there further, you have 2,000 amis. Is Maniach Le'ir Avir Shal Shivam Amma. Right outside the city, first you leave over 70 amis. Vishraim a little bit more. Shuk here levadat chum. That's included in the city without making the chum. First after the 70 amis, that's when you first start counting the chum of 2,000 amis. So from the last house of the city, you first measure 70 amis. That's like the end of the city. And then you first start counting the apayim amma. Divir Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. No, one city, where does the city end? By the last house. The last house of the city, that's where the city ends. And we start counting from that house, the Alpayim Amma. When do we say that the Shir of Karfif, to Moisef, give another 70 Amis? That's Ben Shtei Ayoris. Now, Zgrashi, Elebeis Ayoris. Lechabra, like we're saying, when you want to put two cities close together to make it to one city, then we have to leave, if there's less than 70 amis in between, then we consider it like one city. Lechabra na'yidei kafav shebeneim. You want to make it look like one city, then we say if there's only 70 amis, it's like one city. Now, v'yitmar, this din we learned. V'yitmar, afunav omar, kafav lezu, v'kafav lezu. When you have two cities next to one another, it doesn't mean only if there's like 70 amis. And once you have more, like you have 75 amis in between, then it looks like two cities. No, Rav Huna said we'd like give each city, each side, 70 amis and one more. So the kitzah, if it's within 141 amis, one city to another city, it's still considered like one city. It's only if it's separated more than 141 amis that we look like one city has 70 and the other city has 70, and still they're separated, that looks like two cities. So Rav Huna already said this chiddush, that we give each city a shear of 70 amis, and if it's more than 141 amis separated to the two cities, then a taka has it in like two cities, and each city has its own tchum. So Rav Huna already said this chiddush, that you give the shear of 141 amis. And Zakash v'itmer Rav Huna Amar, l'kam v'forash v'pirkim pluktayu. Later on in this parak, we'll learn what the machlokes is. When you want to connect two cities, one next to another, and there's a space of 70, more than 71 amis in between, like one man, the Yomitz called two separate cities. According to Rav Huna, no. Since there's less than 141 amis in between, it's considered like one city. What the svaros are, we'll see later in the parak. So the kashrut is, the Rav Huna already said this chiddush one time, that we give each city 70 amis. So why do you have to say it over again for? And for the Gemara, v'chiyav arav omar, before, like, the Itmar, the Kash of Itmar, Funu, Omer, Kav, Lazu, Kav, Lazu. The Chiyav, Arav, Omer, Ein, Noisn, El, Kav, Vechel, Lishnein. He also knows you only give one 70 Amis in between the two cities. If there's more than 71 Amis in between the two cities, it's called two separate cities. But I call upon Rav Huna said it already one time. So the Gemara, Tzricha. I need him to say it two times, Rav Huna. The Yashmin and Hoch, I could only say it here. Mishrim, the Heavenly, Tzad, Hayeser Mikora. The Heavenly Tzad Hetem Mikora. What's our case talking about? Our Gemara here. We are first, Yutaka had one city. It had the walls all around the city. Now, years later, the middle wall broke down. On top and bottom, in the middle of the wall, it broke down and became a pirtza in between the city. And since it became a pirtza, also the houses also got knocked down. Something happened there, all the houses got knocked down in the middle. So here I would think that when do we divide up these two parts of the city to make it look like two cities? Only if there's such a big space in between, like 141 amis in between. Because since Metchila was one big city, Metchila you had those straight walls straight across. Just later it broke, so to make it two separate cities, then you need mamish 141 amis in between. If there's less than that, that's called one city. That's only because Metchila was one city. Mashain came. Avul Hossam, Eimaloi. But Hossam, the din later on Daf Nun Zayin. That's talking about Metchila. You have two separate cities. You have one city on the right side, and you have another city on the left side. And these two cities never had shachas one to the other. Still, Rav Huna says that if there's less than 141 amis in between, you make the two cities look like one. That's a tremendous chiddush. I would think maybe in this case where the two cities have no shachas, maybe 71 amis divides up the city. Kamashmullah, no. Not only in our Gemara here, where you first had one city and the walls broke. do you have the shiur of 141 amis. But even in the case where the cities were never connected together, kol zaman the cities are within the distance of 141 amis separated, only that much separated, it's considered like one city, and it has one, you count the tchum outside the chaims, outside both sides. So that's the chiddush. Let's just have Huna say the chiddush later. Like, let him just say in the case we have mamish, two separate cities, and the space in between them is less than 141 amis, we look like it's one city in the gates of the tchum. Then you first start counting your tchum outside the boundaries of both cities. So let him just say it there. And Pshita by our case here, where Matkila was one city, that Avada, now if the walls break down, Avada you have the shear of 141 amis. So the Gemara, no, this way is also chiddush. Mishum the dechika, Zerbavi Yashmin and Hossam, Mishum the dechika, Tashmishtayu. I tell you, where you have a good city, then it's a swara, a city has to use the first outer 70 amas of the city, the people in the city use it. Chmeis, you park your car there, you leave your stuff there, you walk outside there, you play there, you need a playground there. People in the city need the first 70 amas out of the city, it's called needed for their city. So mainly here we have two separate cities. It's for us to say that if there's only 141 amis out in between them, it's called like one city. Because this city needs its 70 amis, and this city needs its 70 amis, therefore it's considered like one big city. That's where you have two separate cities. Aval hocha. But in our case, we're talking about Metchila was one big city. What happened? Metchila, you had this one big city, and now in the middle of the city, the middle wall caved in. So the middle of the city, mamish, became vacant. And there's a space open now. So I would think if this vacancy here in the middle of the city is more than 71 amis, that's enough to divide up the city. Because the city itself managed already without this vacant space. Because the material of the city was full. Where was the 70 amis out of the city? On the right side and the left side. So the people inside here are already used to using the outside, the right side of the city, the right outside 70 amis, and they use the left side outside 70 amis. But in the middle of the city, Metchila, there were houses there, it was all used. Now something happened, a hurricane came, and knocked down the two sides of the walls here, knocked down the middle of the wall, and knocked down the middle houses, so you have now 70 amas space in between. So I would think once there's 71 amas space in between, that's enough to divide up the city. You don't need 141 here, because this middle space is like Kula Revach, they can manage without it. So now that you have 70 amas space, mamish, in the middle of the city, that's enough to divide the city into two. Kamashmula, no. Still, providing it's within 141 amas, we look like it's one city. You need still more than 141 amas to make it into two separate cities. Trashi the tchik katashmishta. Days that yoris mamish tchik katashmishta lechad kafir. Hilcha kafir mechosh lechol chad kier gufay. Each city needs its 70 yamis. The chiv and the sarach lovevi kier ki mechavri beis akarfas kilu hayoris mechobars domi. We look like it's one city. Avol hocha dir achasi umi kara ki mechavri kaitim shenifritzom hevi kula malaya. Hevi sagi lo balav hayavri. They didn't need this space in between. Hashtanami lenesiv hayavira letashmishan. Don't give this space in between for their use. And let's say since there are 70 amis in between, it splits up the city in half. Kamashmula, no. That to split up the city in half, you always need 141 amis to divide it up. Less than that is always considered like one city. Fine. So tomorrow, the kama heve den yeselakeshes. It's up until now we're talking about on the bottom part of the archway, from one side to the left side, how far away is it? So Rav Huna said it can't be further away than 4,000 amis. What about now, how high up does the archway go? The archway, the bow, goes all the way up. How far away is the top of the arch to the bottom of the arch? Like in the picture of the archway here. This top house, this top circle, how far away can it be from the bottom chevel, the bottom string? Is there any shear, how far away it could be? Or no, we say no matter how far away, still we look like it's one city. Is there any shear, the height, how high up the archway could still be? So the more of a kamo, kan heavy ben yeser, yeser means the bottom line, lakesha to the top of the archway. Rabba bara puni roma apayim amis. Yes, it can't be more than 2,000 amis. Once it's more than 2,000 amis, it's not matsurif anymore, and you look like it's its own, each house has its own chum. Rabba braid the rabba bara puni roma, no. Afilu yeser my apayim amis. Even if it's more than 2,000 amis. And no matter how high, how far away the top of the keshes is from the bottom of it. And Amar Abaya, Kavosei de Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna Mestavro. It's a raya to Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna. What's the raya? Di boy yehoder osi derech batim. Because what's the svari telling me now? That if you have this archway here, a person living in the top house, if he wants to walk downwards, he can only walk up Hayim Amar. So he can never walk to the bottom string, so it's more than a Hayim Amar way, he can never walk down there. Does the Pasha know? If he wants to, let him make a right turn. Let him walk down the archway. Let him walk down right. This zikha called part of the city. It's inside the archway, there are houses going all around in this half circle. That's the city. So somebody living on the top of the circle, he could just walk, even have to walk 5,000 amas downwards. Let him walk straight down all the houses, down to the bottom. So because no matter how high the bow is, he could walk along the bow all the way down. Because that's zikha part of the city. All the half circle, that zikha all full of houses, that's part of the city. So no matter how high up you are, you could always reach the bottom. So the ikka shaila is from one side to the bottom side, how far away are you to give the shein siruf? And that Rav Huna said, once it's less than 4,000 amas apart, it's mitzurf. It lies like one ear. Right. Says now Mishneh, Ho Yishom Gedud Yois Gevoya Asar Tfochim. Same thing, and you want to ear onto the city, if outside the city there were Gedudyos. That's like a haunted house, a house that caved in already. My Gedudyos, what is this? Omer Rav Yehuda Sholosh Mechitzis. It means there was once upon a time there was a house, and now like it caved in halfway, and there are only three mechitzas standing, shein aleihem tikra, that there's no roof on top of it. Still, if this is sticking outside the city, that makes the city extended until the end of this house, and that's where the tchum first starts. So you have three mechitzas without a tikra. Fred Gemari Boyelhu, what about shtei mechitzas v'yesh aleihem tikra? Let's say you have two walls standing, and it has a roof. Mal. Is that also enough to give it a shame house that the city gets extended till after that house? As you say that the house is, it has to be a makam dira. It has to be roy for somebody to live there. So if you have three walls, that's enough of a sneer there. You're covered up by three sides, people would live there. You only have two walls, people don't live in a place with only two walls. The shaila is, what about if it has a roof? Maybe with the roof, it's called a makam roy ladira, and that's called to meisach onto the city. Yeah. And Dumar Tashma, bring your raya. Elo shem isavrini mo. These are the things that could use to extend the city. You make the city outside these houses, these type of living quarters. Nefesh, sheyeshbo, arbamas, al arbamas. Nefesh is like a matseva, on top of a kever. And we're talking about, you have a house there that the shomer of the Beis HaKvaros lives there. Trashi nefesh, that's binyan ala kever. Like a matseva on top of the kever. Ustomo ledira shomer a kever ovid. They make it for the shomer to live there. Hilkach afagav loy darib vei bayis vei ziru. Even though the Maisi doesn't live there, but Abi Yitzroi for him to live there, that's called a bias, and the city goes extended until there. Hu adin via Gesher, you have a bridge, via Kever, you have the Beis HaKvaros, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira, that there's a Beis Dira in the Beis HaKvaros, or else on the side of the bridge, there's a Beis Dira that the attendant to the bridge takes care of, lives there, that's also called a house, that makes the city wider. O Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira. In the Gemara's times, the basic Knesset is always outside the city. So if inside the basic Knesset there's a room there that the Shamash live there, that's also called part of the city, and the Tchum of the city first starts from outside the basic Knesset. In Sheyeshba, Beis Dira L'Chazin. The Chazin means the Shamash took care there, he lived there. Ubei Savoides Kechovim, Sheyeshba, Beis Dira L'Chaimrim. Who had been by Stoys, the Beis Savoides Kechovim. Also, even the Goyim, they also have a Shem Dira. If a Goyim lives in a house, his house also makes the city extended, and the city first ends at the end of his house. So if you have a Beis Avodah Zarah, that their galochim there live there, is also called the Beis Dira. Trashin, the Beis Avodah Zarah, Stamazoy, Namilad Vadirofin. Stamazoy, the Beis Avodah Zarah, they don't live there. But if you have a special room where the galochim live, that's called the Beis Dira then. V'hoav Ravois, V'yoitzrois, Shevasodis. Avoris Lakrashi, that means Arvoyos, that means Susim. That means the corrals where you keep the horses. If you have a corral where you keep horses, or else for Yitzorah Shebesodis, or else time you have an Yitzorah warehouse in the fields, is V'yesh Bohen Beis Dira, and you have a special house there. Vice versa, the attendant lives there, that's also called the Beis Dira, that makes the city wider. Vaita V'yar Burganin,
Bruckner's also always a watch house that in the roads, on the road, you have a watch house that the watchman lives there. Shebetoichai. That's also Mitzurif. Shrashi about Bruckner, Shebetoichai, Betoichir. We have Bayer Shebayam. If you have a city on an island, Bayam on an island, there's a city there. It's Rashi. V'abaya shebayam, v'iyei hayam, v'toich ayin ame b'shrayim l'yir. If you have an island that's within 70 yamis from the city, and you have a house on the island, so again, the tchum of the city first ends at the end of that house. And you first start counting alpayim ame from that house further. Is arei elu misavri mimur. All these type of houses, without somebody could live here, makes the city extended. V'elu shein misavri mimur. These are type of houses now that do not extend the city. It's not called the Beis Dira, nobody would live there. It doesn't extend the city. Nefesh shenifritzo mishtei ruchisel. Again, you have to, that's this house on top of the Bay of the Kever, where the Shema lives. So if two sides of the wall fell down, that's not called a house. Even though you have two walls standing, still two walls alone doesn't make it into a bayis. Elich v'elich. Hu adin v'yageshe v'yakever shein bo Beis Dira. You also have time a bridge, or a Beis HaKfaras that has no Beis Dira. Or Beis HaKnesses shein lo Beis Dira. Even if you have a shul within 70 amos of the city. But if nobody lives there, it's not called the Beis Dira, it doesn't extend the city. The Beis Dira l'chazim. Or else the Beis HaKfaras k'chavim shein lo Beis Dira l'chermim. Or else there's nobody lives in the Beis HaKfaras Zorun. V'yavrorois, v'yoytzresh, v'sodois, shein lehem Beis Dira. You have this corral for the susim or the storehouse that nobody lives there, it's not maver. These are halachas. In Kitzitz, only Ma'abit, only makes the city bigger if it's a house that somebody lives there or it's roy for him to live there. So the Gemara, Ketonim me, as we learned here, Nefesh, if you have the house on top of the basic forest, on top of a cavern, Shenifrit saw Mishtei Ruchaseh, that two sides of the wall caved in. Eloch v'yeloch, still it's no good. So my lav, the Ikotikra, the Havminer is, Metchila was a good house that had four walls to it and had a roof. It says now, if two sides of the wall caved in, it's not Mitzurif anymore, it's no good. Mashm, even though it has a roof. So this is a Raya. Even though you have a roof on the house, but if you only have two mechitzas to the house, that's not called a house. A house has to have at least three mechitzas. So it's a Raya, two walls, with a tikra is no good. So the Gemara tell you, Loi, the Lekha tikra, maybe here there wouldn't be any Raya. We're talking about there's no roof, that's what it means. It means two sides caved in, and the roof also caved in. But maybe if you have a roof, maybe it's good. Mashm, that's where we passed him. That if you do have a roof, then it would be good. In fact, the next case it said he was Bayis Shebiyam, if you have a house on the island. For the Gemara Lamai Chazi, what are you going to use it for? His Avrin is nobody lives there. Who lives on an island? So what is it Roy for Bayis Shebiyam? Like who lives there? And the Gemara, Omer HaPopo, it means Bayis Shosu Lofanes Boikelim Shebesvina. In other words, you have a ship that travels through this island, and all it stores there is Kelim that it needs to live with. In other words, it stores its food there, it stores its chairs there. So since inside this house is a Tashmishe Dira, that's also called like Roy L'Dira. Even though your mamas don't live there, but since you store your food there, that's also a Svara that's called the Beis Dira. V'ayto Moro ain't Misabri Nimor. V'mashenke Nimoro, stomach cave, you can't include into the city. It doesn't extend the city. V'dimor v'toni Reb Chia, Moro Misaberis Nimor. If you have a cave that's within 70 yamas of the city, it does extend the city until after the cave. Omrabaya kishiyesh binyan alpiyah. Tosh, it's talking about when you have a house on top of the cave. That's why it extends the city. But if there's no house there, then the city doesn't get extended because of the cave. For the Marbaz, like, Mike, what's the chiddush? Chito, the tape of mishum by binyan. If you tell me you have a house on top of the cave, chito, the house is marvel. Binyan gufa. And the Gemara, l'tzricho lahashkan. We're talking about the house itself is smaller than dalan by daladamis. A house to be roy to live has to at least be daladamis by daladamis. See, the house itself is less than daladamis, just as opened up into a cave. So the chiddush is that you must tie up the two together. So without with the cave and the house, you could live here. That's called the Beis Dira that makes the city wider. Omer Rav Huna, yoishvei tzrifin ein moedidun lehem elo mitesach bateim. What about you have people like the camp out? You have 100 people living out in the fields in like little tents. Tzrifa means a little tent that's aroyi. You put it up, you put it down, and you have a people living there together. The chiddush is, that is not called a city. That doesn't give them a shame ear. like we have it, we'll soon see what makes up a city. If you have a city, you first start counting the tchum from outside the city. If you have a lot of people camping together, each camp doesn't make up a city. And each camp is considered a separate base dira, that he has a tchum from right outside his camp and further, that's where his tchum is. It doesn't get a shame city, but each one is called a separate base dira, they count the tchum where they are. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, Vayachnu al ha-yarden, mi-beis ha-yishimon, ve-yishimois, v'yoma rabo ba-bachone, Amar Rabbi Yechon, that the Chosle saw this place, this was where the Yidin lived in the Midbar, ha-vi-asra ve-vitlose pasoyim. The Midbar, the Machne Yisrael was 3 pasoyim, was Yud-beis mil, 12 mil. Al-tlose pasoy. It was 3 pasoyis and 3 pasoyis. Now, v'tanyi, we learned like this. Kishen Nifnin, when they had to go to the base of Kisei, like even on Shabbos, a Nifnin Lerlef Nehem, Lerlef Tzedeim. They couldn't be Nifnin in front of the Machna, or they couldn't be Nifnin on the side of the Machna. Elul Echareim. The Dafka had to walk every time they had to go to the base of Kisei, all the way to the back of the Machna. Because the Pshat is, when the Yidin walked in the Midburn, the Shechina went in front of them. So it's not nice that Yitzoyah should be in front where the Shechina is going to go. So if Dafka had to be Nifnin in the back, where you already passed it already, so the Shechina won't go there anymore. Elul Echareim. So the Kasher is, Lechura, a Yid on Shabbos, if he had to go to the basic Isay, he had to walk mamish 3 pasoyim. Now, when the Yidin lived in the Midbar, they lived like in Sukkot. They lived in little huts. They didn't have a base dira kavua. They used to put it up, and as soon as the Shefa blew that they had to move on again, they'd take down the hut and travel on again. So if you're going to tell me now that people live in huts, don't have a shame here. So they only have a right to walk up high in mamish from where the house is. So how could a person that lived in the beginning of the Machne, he had to go on Shabbos, the Khuri couldn't go a whole Shabbos? He wouldn't be allowed to walk to the other side of the Machna. He has to walk Yud Beis Mil, the Mamish be like a Nisan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it will be a Nisan Deraisa. To walk Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos, that's a Nisan Deraisa. So how does it say here they're allowed to walk from one side of the Machna to the other side of the Machna? According to you, tell him it doesn't have a shame city. It's Mishtaim if we say no. Even people living in huts has a shame city to it. So when you have a shame here, the whole city is considered like Dal Ramis. So you're allowed to walk along the whole city, like L.A. You can walk miles and miles and miles on Shabbos. It's all considered one big city. So then it'll be good they walk from one side to the other side. But if you're telling me, Yashrei Tzrifin, don't make up a shame city. Versus a city means you have to have houses, kavua, that you live there, b'kviyas. So why in the Midbar was it called b'kviyas? And the more poshid, Oma le rovo, dig le Midbar kamrit, yeskum yekasha, what happened in the Midbar? Kivon dechsidhu. Since it says in the Midbar, Api Hashem Yachanu, V'api Hashem, V'api Hashem Yisoh, since when they lived there, they lived there because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop, rest here. When they traveled on, they didn't travel on their own das. They only traveled on when Hashem said to. Is Mela Kamanda Kvilu Dami. When they did rest, since they rested up, Yisivu Hashem, that's called the Kvias. That's called like they encamped here for good. Now they had to stay here until they got a Tzivu to move on. So that was called the Kvias. So here, everybody's masculine has a shame ear. So therefore, when they encamped in the Midbar, they had a shame city. So therefore, you're allowed to walk from one side of the city to the other side of the city. There wouldn't be any shame. But shaking us, by Yeshvit Srifim, Islam, the guy's camping out, since it's only Diras Arai, you're going to move around, that's not called a city. Oma Rav Chinana Bar Rav Kana. Oma Rav Ashi. Im Yesh Shom Sholosh Chatzeres. Now, what makes up a city? What is considered a city to say all in the city is like one Dal Damis, and you count up high imam outside the city? But if you just have 2 houses there, that's not called a city yet. Each house has to count from outside his house, he has up high imam. What's the least amount of houses you'd have to make up a city? Zot Omar Achimno Barakan Omar Vashi. Im Yeshom Sholosh Chatzerus. If you have 3 Chatzerim, Shel Shnei Batim. That each Chatzer has 2 houses opening up into the Chatzer. So the kids see you have 6 houses here with 3 chatzerim in front of it is hukfa. That's called an ear already. And then they have a right to say all around them, inside them is considered like dal damis, and they count the tchum Shabbos outside this area. Omer Rav Yudu Omer Rav Yoyshrei Tzrifim V'hochei Midvarius Chayeim Enechayim. People that travel long and have to camp out in the forest, camp out, or the hochei Midvarius, people have to travel through the Midbar, their life is not called a life. And the wives and the kids don't belong to them. His vice of Prashab got the husband is away so much, the wife has nus with somebody else, and they're not their kids, or else the husband also has nus with somebody else. About there, they stay away half a year. Tanya Namihochi. Eliezer Ish Biriya Oimer. Yoshvei Tzrifim, people that camp out in the woods. Ki Yoshvei Kvorim, they're like people living in a cavern, a basic forest. V'yabunaseim on the children of Weiner, Oru Shoichim Kol Behema, that they're like a hefka. My timer, what's the reason why? Ulurama Shein Lehem Achzois. They don't have any bathhouses outside in the fields. So Trashi. Mahal Chei Midbar Yisrashin Shseim Imoim. They travel with their wives. V'yoshvei Tzrifin Nami Anshe Miknehem V'choyna Boi Chodesh Echadoshim Hachakol Amira. They travel month to month, different places. Is Ein Shulehem, come a first time, assume to say why not. V'yoshvei Kvoris Kimeisim L'fi Shem Chusarim Hanohem. They have no enjoyment. V'loikim Ruchas V'zorim V'motah. People have to walk, travel through the midbar. It's no life. You can say they have Yisurim, you have no enjoyment for life. That's not called life. My time, Asurim B'nosayim. Why did he say that the daughters are also? Asurim B'nosayim. She'en lehem achzois. So Rashi v'hochim b'mokim rochok nirchutz. They have to go far away to take a bath. When she'sayim nezokakim l'menoafim. L'fi she'ir azuva m'yenish. Because that's the pshat. When even Rashi's learning, even if you travel with your wife down the fields, but you have to look to take a bath amerchutz, means you have to go separately. So you leave your wife out in the fields alone, so if someone will come and have nus with her. That's why it's not your wife and not your own children. That's one shot. Shein le machzois. We have yechon omam mefnei shemagishim zelazeh betfilom. When the wives have to be tevil in the mikvah, they know about it. So drashi betfilom. Shein le mikvois, they have no mikvois. V'ochas hanoshim litfo b'mokim rochik. V'kor lechaverto, that one wife tells the other wife, we have to go to the mikvah now, let's go together. V'magishim hashcheinim, that the shcheinim realize it. V'yesh roshu roidav achreimim es yachid imorim. And the Rashi hears about the two ladies talking, we're going to go walk away far to go to a mikvah, he'll follow them and have nus with them. That's the reason why people living out in the fields, they have to be a choshet, the wife has nus. So the Mara, my benayu, what's not going to between the two tamim, my benayu, and the benayu in the horror of the somach lebeitam. If they have a river next to the house. So therefore, our mikvois, Rashi in horror, really tefillah. But learn the merchats. It's not good to take a merchats. You can't wash yourself there. It's a river, but you don't bath yourself there. So may live itself, Mishum Tfilah, there's no chash, they go right to be tefillah and come right home. But if itself, the base of America, they still have to travel far away, then there's a shal of znus while he's away. Omer Rav Huna, Kol Yer Shein Bo Yerek, if the city doesn't have vegetables, and Tam Chochem Yisher Lo Devo, the Tam Chochem should not live in this city. There's no vegetables, don't live there. For the Gemara Lameimra, the Yarkam Alya, I'm telling you, Tam Chochem should be healthy, you want to learn, stay healthy, live in a place that has healthy food. There's no vegetables there, it's not a healthy place, don't live there. Is why you're telling me now that vegetables are healthy. But more of a time you learned, Shloisho Marvinus Azevel. Three things like make you go. The Koifvinus Akoima, it bends you over. If you're a straight person, it'll make you hunchback. The Noitlin Echod Michomish Meyois Mimorena Enoch Shalodim. It takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. What are these? Veluheim, these are these things that are bad for you. Pas Kibber, like black old bread. V'sheicher chodesh, a new